From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump and the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un shook hands on Sentosa Island in Singapore on Tuesday. The men then sat side by side before beginning their meeting. They told reporters, Trump did, that he predicted a great discussion. He said, we're going to be tremendously successful, and it's my honor, and we will have a terrific relationship, I have no doubt. Through an interpreter, Kim said, it was not easy to get here, and old prejudices and practices worked as obstacles on our way forward, but we overcame all of them, and we are here today. The two men spoke briefly with just their translators present. They are now at a meeting that includes Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Chief of Staff John Kelly, and National Security Advisor John Bolton. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports American and North Korean officials have been meeting ahead of the summit.
The White House says the talks have moved faster than expected, though it did not say whether any progress was made. It says the president will leave Singapore earlier than planned after spending much of Tuesday with Kim, starting with a one-on-one meeting. The president is expected to talk with reporters before flying back here to Washington.
The United States sanctioned five Russian entities and three individuals Monday, accusing them of malicious cyber activities to provide material and technological support to Russia's intelligence service. The sanctions announced Monday block access for those blacklisted to any U.S. financial accounts that they hold, and they prohibit Americans from any transactions with the individuals or the entities. This is VOA News. A rescue ship